Upstart Radio. UpstartRadio.com.
Upstart Radio.
Welcome. Welcome.
It's a brave new world.
Produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
It's a brave new world.
It's a brave new world.
It's a brave new world.
Thank you to Upstart Radio, now broadcasting Third Paradigm at upstartradio.com.
Where the town begins. This part of the country's been through a lot of changes. Not all small ones either. I think they're in the process of going through another one. You know, there's bound to be at least one person who remembers when everything was just open land, like it is right here. And some people can just look at the land, just look at it, and tell you what happened there. This whole area was once underwater. Almost still looks like it. After that, there was a period when dinosaurs roamed all over the place. I used to be fascinated by dinosaurs when I was a kid. A lot of kids were. Recently, the bones of a woman who lived 20,000 years ago were found here. They nicknamed her Midland Minnie. The first inhabitants here referred to themselves simply as the people. Other groups they came in contact with were referred to as friends. Texas comes from the Caddoan word for friend. However, the Caddo were among the first to be wiped out by the early white settlers. A group of Spanish settlers offered the Indians a chance to become slaves. The Indians thought about it, decided it was not a good idea, and killed the Spaniards. The Spaniards were fighting the Mexicans. The Mexicans fought the Americans. The Americans were fighting the Wichitas. The Wichitas were fighting the Tankowas. The Tankowas fought the Comanches. The Comanches fought everyone. Meanwhile, most of the people who now lived here spoke Spanish. Covert military operations to seize Texas for the U.S. of A. were begun in 1835. Eventually, they did get Texas. Land grabbers, railroad companies moved in. The economy boomed. Some people got rich. First on cotton, then cattle, then oil, and now microelectronics. The silicon-based transistor was first proposed here in 1949. In 1958, Mr. Jack Kilby invented the integrated circuit. He was working at Texas Instruments then. He doesn't work there anymore. This is the 150th anniversary of the state of Texas. Prince Charlie, Duke of Windsor, Prince of Wales, even he came here for the sesquicentennial opening ceremonies. This, out here, this is Virgil, Texas. Their celebration's gonna happen this Friday. They're gonna have a parade that runs down the main street in the morning. And then, outside of town, that night, they're going to have a talent show. You know, in a couple of years, this will probably all be built up. Radio reception's great here! Although the center of town is pretty old, around the outside, there's been a lot of people moving in, a lot of construction.
Move on.
This is where the stage for the performances is going to be built. It'll only take a couple of days, because it's all prefab. I get it done just in time, I hope.
You think there'll be enough parking, huh?
Linda, will you ask your father to pass this down to our guest?
This looks great, Mrs. Culver.
Dad, will you pass this down?
Larry, would you pass this down, please?
Thank you.
Linda, would you ask your mother to pass the mustard to our guest, please?
Mom, Dad wants some mustard.
Oh. There.
Thank you. Oops. You see, look out for your water now. Here, you take this, pass it down to our guest. Now, let me just grab one of these. Oh, these are colorful. What are they, fish? Linda, would you ask your mom how the fashion show went today, okay?
Sure, Dad. Mom, how'd it go today?
Oh, Linda, you tell him it was just wonderful. Although one woman did have an accident, but it wasn't anything serious. He should have been there. He would have been real proud of me.
She said it went great, Dad. You should have been there.
No, maybe next time.
I was there. I liked it. I'd never seen anything like that, Mrs. Culver. I'd never been to one of those things before. Do you do that every year?
Oh, no, this is just for the sesquicentennial.
Oh, yeah? You guys gonna be in the parade?
Yeah, and Anderson Auto is lending us a red convertible for it, too.
That's right. You know, Larry here may have a future at Varicorp. With his young discipline and systems consciousness, he could go a long way. And Varicorp is growing like there's no tomorrow. Let me show you what I think is going on.
Do you hear music?
Something wrong with your sister?
Mainframe. Microprocessor. Semiconductor.
All right, Daddy.
Now, if this is the town, and here is the workplace, with its goods, and distribution network. Now, most middle-class people have worked for large corporations like Varicorp, or for the government itself. But now, all that started to change. Scientists and engineers are moving off from those large corporations like Varicorp, and they're beginning to start their own companies, marketing new inventions.
Excuse me, Mr. Culver. I forgot what these peppers represent.
Aha! It all spins back to the middle. Here we are right here, in Virgil.
Our way of doing business has been based on the past. That's why we have to keep these guys in Virgil, even though they do leave Varicorp.
For the time being, it's created confusion and chaos. They don't work for money anymore.
But to earn a place in heaven, which was a big motivating factor once upon a time, believe you me, they're working and inventing because they like it. Economics. It's become a spiritual thing. I must admit, it frightens me a little bit. They don't seem to see the difference between working and not working. It's all become a part of one's life. Linda, Larry, there's no concept of weekends anymore.
It thrills me. We can build a nation inside a nation right where we are. The choice is yours. I'm not a joiner. I'm not a member of the John Birch Society or the Communist Party. But let's look at what's happened to the national morals since World War II. We lost the Vietnam War. The movies and the television are filled with characters I don't even want to know. Not in this line. The farmer's in trouble. The small businessman is in trouble. Unemployment is skyrocketing. Texas is still paying for John Kennedy's death, my friends.
It was love that killed John F. Kennedy. He should have never messed with me.
Oh, no, I know nothing, Your Honor. They want me to speak on 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace wants my body. I don't tell a soul. Well, they gave me so much money. What could I do?
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now let's look at who's been running this country since World War II. They have some involvement in all of these. What is the link? What do cars have to do with books, you might ask? The Trilateral Commission with the Council on Foreign Relations. You ever hear of them? Well, neither did I, until I noticed the chain of coincidence. They have members on the boards of all the largest corporations. Not one detail has been left out. Am I right? Do you feel it?
Yes.
Do you know what Bobby Ray Inman was doing before he was running the Microelectronics and the Computer Tech Corporation? Well, guess. A CIA director. It's public knowledge. Do you run out of Kleenex, paper towels, and toilet paper at the same time? You know it's true.
It's all true.
You remember how Governor White campaigned to get the MCC here. Do you know what their goal is? Huh? Well, Elvis did. Artificial intelligence? Huh? Robots? Oh, they'd like that, wouldn't they? Yes, sir. Sleep. Sleep. One and one is not equal to. No, sir. No, sir. Silicon Gulch. Silicon Prairie. Silicon Hills. Silicon Valley. You better wake up. It's late. It's late. It's late. And the ABC. You got Time and Newsweek. They're the same to me. Now don't you wanna get right with me?
I say evidence.
I hope you get everything you need.
I say evidence.
Well, it's a Gulf and Western and your MasterCard.
Buzz Man, evidence.
Got what you wanted, lost what you had.
Buzz Man, evidence.
I'm seeing
Buzz Man, evidence. Buzz Man, evidence. Buzz Man, evidence. Run in your brave.
I'm seeing
Puzzle.
been telling you today, you hear? All right.
Look at this. Who can say it isn't beautiful? Sky, bricks. Who do you think lives there? Four-car garage. Hope. Fear. Excitement. Satisfaction.
Now I'm going to give you a clear vista of the edge of the civilized world. You see, it's like a game of leapfrog. These houses, you know, they just keep extending the town out further and further every year. It's kind of weird for the first person that moves into a community like this.
I'll bet it is.
But, you know, it's an imaginary landscape, a place to raise your kids. Of course, nowadays, not everyone's having kids. Not with what, with the end of the world coming up and all. I mean, would you?
No, no, not at all.
No. Well, not until after tomorrow, after the show, huh? Oh, good morning, boys.
Got it.
How you doing? Working hard, I see.
Yes, sir.
A little coffee break? You know, it's strange when you look at a field and you say, now I want a bathroom there and a kitchen over here. You know, imagine that. Here's a field. Take a look out. Picture a house. Picture a lot of houses. What else is a field good for but building houses? Don't you agree?
I want a video. I want a rock and roll. Take me to the shopping mall. Buy me a rubber ball now.
Hey now, hey now, hey now now. Hey now, hey now, hey now now.
Out there, and good evening and welcome. Welcome to our talent show Under the Stars. Before we begin, I want to just tell you a little story that I heard about Texas recently in a local tavern. It seems though God was working around the earth here, trying to make it beautiful, just like the rest of the world. He had to knock off because it was nighttime, and he said, I'll come back tomorrow and make it just as pretty as the rest of the world, with lakes and streams and mountains and trees. Then he got back the next day, and he saw that the ground had completely hardened, like concrete. And he didn't want to begin all over again, no. In his infinite wisdom, he had an idea. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll make some people that like it this way. I want you to welcome just our first act here. They'll tell you more about Texas in 5 seconds than you'd ever want to know. I want you to welcome, please, Charles Connor, Norm Seaton, and Randy Irwin.
I can talk that fast.
No. $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5,
Drive on over, drive it over. Oh, he's gonna get killed. Watch out!
Black & Decker's automatic shut-off iron. Because even those with the best memories can forget to turn their irons off.
Whoa! A success. Right. Oh, look at him. Look at that bald spot.
I was so impressed, I bought the company.
Ah, Lucy. I love you, Lucy. Oh. That's a big one. Live at 5.
Getting calls about
news
the,
at 10, news at 7, news at 9, news at 8, news at 11, 30, with us on the action line. Suits and ties. Hey, Robert, seen this one?
Or your money back.
Or how you play.
I was born in a house with the television always on. Guess I grew up too fast.
Oh baby,
and I forgot
work that
my
hair.
Name.
Work it.
We're in Citizen Go. 9 and we ain't got time on our
they
hands.
They move like sticks.
So leave the driving to us, and it's the real thing.
Watch out, boys in a straitjacket. Must have been something bad.
With me. And I can love you like a color TV. Ooh, and I love that you said, come on and try.
Oh, ooh, I like that.
Got love for sale.
I think they're robot-sized.
You turn
they got that commercial attitude.
You can cash my check if you go down to the bank. Down at the bank, you get 2 for 1 for a limited time. A limited time. Push my button, the toast pops up.
I think he's from Pluto, or he might even be from Venice. You know, he is real good looking.
This is not a rental car. This is privately owned. Well, I really enjoy forgetting. When I first come to a place, I notice all the little details. I notice the way the sky looks, the color of white paper, the way people walk, doorknobs, everything. Then I get used to the place and I don't notice those things anymore. So only by forgetting can I see the place again as it really is.
Little town here that we live in to this day.